winding, birds are winging, no rain is falling from a heavy sky. What do you want me to do for you, to see you through? For this is all a dream we dreamed one afternoon long ago. Around some corner where it's been waiting to meet you. What do you want me to do to watch for you while you're sleeping? Then please don't be surprised when you find me dreaming.
Grateful Dead on Strange Currency. I'm Jed Bodwin. That is music from one of two records that that band put out in 1970, American Beauty. The other being Working Man's Dead. And Grateful Dead working on both those records in what we would today call a little bit more of an Americana tradition. Box of Rain, one of the band's most beloved tunes, and a rare vocal from bassist Phil Lesh. Phil Lesh passed away October 25th at the age of 84. He was born in Berkeley, California, and from an early age was interested in music. He began playing violin, later switched to trumpet, and studied both avant-garde music and free jazz before absorbing the various styles that made up the music of the Grateful Dead across the decades. He also knew a variety of avant-garde composers, including Steve Reich and also John Chowning. Phil Lesh, of course, studying at Mills College in the greater San Francisco Bay Area back in the early 1960s. And although he ceased touring around 2014, he remained very much focused on live performance, giving performances all the way up here into the earlier part of 2024. We are remembering him on this episode of Strange Currency, and we'll get back to music now with a couple selections from the Grateful Dead album Anthem of the Sun. This is That's It for the Other One, parts 1 through 4.
We'll be right back.
Grateful Dead on Strange Currency. I'm Jed Bodwin. That is a new Potato Caboose. And just before that, that's it for the other one. Parts 1 through 4 coming from the group's Anthem of the Sun record. And Grateful Dead, of course, early on, pretty experimental in the studio and sometimes a little bit at odds with their record label, Warner Brothers. In particular, bassist Phil Lesh, sometimes known for creating a little bit of tension between the band and the label for his more avant-garde tendencies. And he definitely had a hand in composing those pieces that we heard there from Anthem of the Sun. We are remembering Phil Lesh on this episode of Strange Currency. Not only selections with his work as a member of Grateful Dead, but also with Phil Lesh and friends. And we'll also hear some session work that he did in the 1970s. That was a pretty fertile time for him to pop up on some other people's records, although that declined in later years. And right now, we'll turn to another composition that Phil Lesh had a hand in. This is St. Stephen, captured here at Barton Hall on the campus of Cornell University in Ithaca, New York, back in May of 1977. Thank you. Grateful Dead on Strange Currency. I'm Jed Bodwin. That is St. Stephen coming from live at Barton Hall, Cornell University, Ithaca, New York, May 8th, 1977. What many people consider to be the single greatest Grateful Dead live show, and also included in a box set from a few years ago called Get Shown the Light. We are remembering Phil Lesh of the Grateful Dead. He passed away on October 25th at the age of 84. We have plenty more music coming your way on this episode, and we'll get back to it after a short break with selections from David Crosby.
Bye. must be the sorry sight you ever saw. You know the reason I'm the only man here to tell. You know that any girl, she wasn't an angel, she was the law.
David Crosby on Strange Currency. I'm Jed Bodwin. That is What Are Their Names? And before that, Laughing. And at the top, Cowboy Movie. You can find all three of those on David Crosby's solo debut record, If I Could Only Remember My Name. And notable for the fact that members of the Grateful Dead appeared quite extensively on that album, namely Jerry Garcia and Phil Lesh. Phil Lesh passing away on October 25th at the age of 84. We are remembering him on this episode of the show. Plenty more music coming your way to that end, including selections from Phil Lesh and Friends. And after this short break, we'll hear a tune featuring Phil Lesh from Graham Nash.
Are you? used to be a king. And everything around me turned to gold. I thought I had everything. Now I'm left without a hand to hold. But it's all right, I'm okay. How are you? For what it's worth, I must say I love you. And in my bed, day and night, I miss you. Someone is gonna take my heart. Someone is gonna break my heart again. Everything around me turned to rust. It's 'cause I built my life on sand. And I watched it crumble in the dust.
Graham Nash on Strange Currency. I'm Jed Bodwin. That is I Used to Be a King, and you can find that on his Songs for Beginners release. That tune featuring bass work from Phil Lesh. We are remembering Phil Lesh, one of the founding members of the Grateful Dead, who passed away on October 25th at the age of 84. Lesh had ceased touring about a decade ago, though he remained an active live performer all the way into 2024, even just months before his death. And he is, of course, one of the much beloved members of the Grateful Dead from that original lineup, and known for his appreciation not only of rock music, but avant-garde classical works and jazz as well. And he did step out occasionally from his role as a bassist for the Grateful Dead, doing some session work, as we heard him do there with Graham Nash on the Songs for Beginners record. And we'll get you another example of that in just a second. Before we do that, we need to take a moment to remind you that Strange Currency is a production of KMUW. You can learn more about this show and all programming on our station by visiting our website, kmuw.org. Send us your questions and comments at info@kmuw.org and find all the latest programming notes on that website as well. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you in just a little bit. Closing's out now, as promised, with another tune featuring Phil Lesh on bass. This is Graham Nash and David Crosby from their first ever duo album, which was simply self-titled. The tune is The Wall Song. See you in a bit.
Yeah. time to hate, barely time to wait. Oh, oh, what I want to know, oh, where does the time go? I live in a silver mine, and I call it Bacon's tomb. I got me a violin, and I make it called tune. Anybody's choice.
Grateful Dead on Strange Currency. I'm Jed Bodwin. That is Uncle John's Band, coming from the band's 1970 album, Working Man's Dead. One of two records that Grateful Dead put out that year, the other being American Beauty. And that music, like everything we're hearing on this episode of the show, helping us remember Grateful Dead co-founder and bassist Phil Lesh. Phil Lesh passed away on October 25th at the age of 84, leaving behind a rich musical legacy. And, of course, we will hear plenty of examples of that from his time with Grateful Dead, as well as with Phil Lesh and Friends from a record called There and Back Again. And Uncle John's Band, one of the key tunes in the Grateful Dead catalog that Phil Lesh had a hand in writing. We will hear a couple more of those again coming up a little bit later on. Right now, it's time to travel a couple years beyond Working Man's Dead, all the way to 1972, spring of that year, in fact, when the Grateful Dead embarked on their famous European tour. And from that tour, we'll hear a performance of the tune Looks Like Rain.
Time for a crying song. We're still I'm
cats making love. Guess from their cries you were listening to a fire. Well, you know, hey, it's just the last thing they're thinking. Trying to make it through the night. Would be empty.
falls in the cloud of delusion. Shall we go, you and I, while we share?
kisses in the night of goodbye.
Phil Lesh and Friends on Strange Currency. I'm Jed Bodwin. That comes from the Phil Lesh and Friends record, There and Back Again. That, of course, is Dark Star, and featuring on that version, the Derek Trucks Band. Dark Star, one of the most beloved tunes from the Grateful Dead catalog, and a song that many people have sort of mythologized over the years, written about, had many conversations about, and, of course, traded recordings of from the various versions. And that version of Dark Star, helping us remember Phil Lesh on this episode of the show, one of the co-founding members of the Grateful Dead. He passed away on October 25th at the age of 84. He had retired from touring about a decade back, but had a club in the San Francisco Bay Area where he was a frequent performer and or guest of other musicians who came through, and remained active in performing music all the way into 2024, the year of his death. The remaining original members of Grateful Dead are drummers Bill Kreutzmann, as well as drummer Mickey Hart and guitarist and vocalist Bob Weir. All of them issuing remembrances of Phil Lesh, as did many, many other musicians, including the band Fish, who dedicated a version of the Lesh composition Box of Rain to him in live performance on the evening of his passing. And we have just a little more music coming your way on this episode of the show. We'll take a short break and come back with a selection from the Grateful Dead live recording, One from the Vaults.
Thank you.
Grateful Dead on Strange Currency. I'm Jed Bodwin. That is King Solomon's Marbles, Stronger Than Dirt. We're milking the turkey. Captured live at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco, California, back in August of 1975. August 13th, in fact, of that year. And lauded as one of the great live performances from the Grateful Dead. And, of course, helping us remember Grateful Dead co-founder and bassist Phil Lesh, who passed away on October 25th at the age of 84, and remembered by not only his surviving bandmates, others who worked with him in a variety of capacities, and the many musicians and fans that he influenced over the years. And so we will get back to Grateful Dead music in just a second, but before we do that, we need to tell you that Strange Currency is a production of KMUW. You can learn more about this show and all programming on our station by visiting our website, kmuw.org. Send us your questions and comments at info@kmuw.org and find all the latest programming notes on that website as well. Thanks again for listening. We will see you next time.